Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again into your homes, wherever that you may be or wherever that you're, whatever you're doing. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. This is the last night of the revival. We've had a great week of great revival. God really moved and really blessed, and just so thankful for Blog Talk Radio giving us the opportunity to come on and have a revival. I tell you, God's really been a blessing in this revival. People have been touched around the world. People have been calling in and talking about how they've been blessed and everything. So we just thank God for it. So if you want to be a part of this service tonight, why, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. And we'll put you right on the line here with us and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And the subject tonight is the right road. You know, praise God, we got to have the right road if we ever make heaven our home. So we got to get on the right road to get there. So, you know, it's like if you start somewhere, you got to have a map to lead you somewhere, so to take you wherever that you need to go. So we got to get on the right road, and we get on the right road through the Word of God and take the Word, and that's our road map that will take us to heaven. So I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we have the right road, and if we don't have, we can find it, and I just praise God for it. So if you call in tonight on 310-742-1759, we'll put you right on the line with us there just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother. You're with us, Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Proud you called in there, Brother. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there then.
All right. Tonight we are talking about on the right road, and there is so many scriptures, amen. Tonight we have a whole book full of scriptures. Some of the things that the Spirit of the Lord began to lead me, and like I said, there's many ways that we could go, and we're just armored with quite a few scriptures tonight. But, you know, the Bible speaks of in Luke chapter 24, amen, and here was the time, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ had been crucified, and He had already risen, but no one had really known, amen. A lot of them had not known, but the women had came, amen, to the tomb, amen. And as they had come to the tomb, the Lord had already left, and the women had went to some of the disciples and began to speak to them, amen, here in Luke chapter 24. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, the Bible says in Luke 24 and verse 10, and told these things unto the apostles, that he was not here, that he was risen, that they had seen, amen, two men standing by in shining garments, and they had went to the tomb to anoint the body of Christ, but the body of Christ was not there, amen. And these words that they spoke to them were like idle words. And we find that Peter and John went, amen, and went to the tomb, and amen, and they began wondering in themselves what had come to pass, even though they had been instructed, amen, Peter and John and James had went to him with Mount Transfiguration, and he had told them at the time, amen, that he declared. So many times, you know, we hear the suffering, we hear the deliverance, but we don't hear the resurrection part. We don't hear the victory, amen. So many times we overlook that part of it. That, you know, the Bible says it's the duty of man in Ecclesiastes to hear the whole conclusion of the matter. And even though he had prophesied that he would be delivered up, and even though he prophesied that he would, be crucified, but so many, has missed on the crucifix or the resurrection of after the suffering, amen, the resurrected Christ. You know, the Bible said that we're begotten again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, amen. And that is that right road. You know, the Bible tells us in John chapter 14, amen, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You know, we need to know tonight that that we are instructed, even commanded in the Word, not to let our heart be troubled. We're not to fret ourselves. We're not to worry, amen. And hallelujah, that we are to believe in the Lord. We are to believe in the Son. And as we believe in the Father, the Bible says that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. The Lord is preparing a place for us, amen. He's gone before us, amen. And, you know, at this time he was speaking, he had not been crucified yet, and he was speaking that he was going back to the Father's house. You know, as we come and be in agreement, you know, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed. And as the Lord Jesus Christ began to declare unto his disciples that he would be going, amen, and he was talking about his Father's house were many mansions or many rooms, amen, far beyond what we can even comprehend. And he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. He declared the amen that he would be going to the Father's house, and the reason he was going to the Father's house to prepare, amen, for those who were believers, those that had trusted him, those that had faith in him tonight, that we are not to let our heart be troubled, that we are not to be burdened down, amen, tonight. And hallelujah. So tonight, if you're burdened down, one of the things I want to declare to you, that the Bible says that he'll put no more on you than can you bear. So tonight, if you're burdened, heavily burdened down, amen, it's time for you. That's coming from the enemy, amen. If you're burdened down and goes to where you cannot bear, amen. You know, the Bible speaks of in Galatians, amen, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We that are here in the body of Christ are here to help you bear your burdens, amen. The Bible speaks of that we have our own personal responsibility. He said, let him that has a burden, let him bear his own burden. So, amen. So tonight, if you have a burden, if you have something that's weighing you down and it's too much, you might want to see and make sure that you're not helping the enemy pour on burdens. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 11:28-30 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Tonight, amen, if we have any burdens, let it be the burden of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we have any burdens, let the body of Christ help you to carry your burdens. If you have prayer tonight, or if you have a testimony tonight, you know, just like Brother Yearwood called the number that he gave, you know, 310-742-1759, please call in. Let us know if you have prayer requests, if you have a testimony, amen, come and be a part, amen, of this here. And he says, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him in John chapter 14, verse 5, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And so here the disciples, amen, even after he said that he was going to prepare a place, right after he said that, there was no comprehension, no revelation that he was where he was going. Thomas, right after he said, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm coming, and if I go away, I come back, that where I am, you may be also. And immediately Thomas said, we don't know where you're going, Lord. Yet right after that, he already said, you need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ has went back to the Father's house and preparing a place that to receive his brothers and his sisters and his mother and those that are do the will of God. That's what he declared. Yeah. Amen. He said, who is thy brother and thy mother and thy sister? He said, they even called, amen, Mary was without, amen, he was in this house. And they said, "With behold, thy brothers, his natural brothers, amen, that had been born, amen, unto Mary, was outside, and Mary, amen, his mother was outside. But he declared, he said, he that does the will of my father is the same as my mother and my brother and my sister." So tonight, amen, those of you that do the will of the Father, amen, hallelujah. And the Bible says that the Spirit, amen, in Romans chapter 8, knows what the mind of the Spirit, and it maketh intercession, amen, with groanings and utterings, when we know not what to pray tonight. So the Bible says, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto them, "I am the way. I am the road," to what he was saying. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You're talking about on the right road, getting back, to, amen, to the road to the Father's house. Amen. It's through the Word of God and through His Son. The Son will lead you. God, He's the guide. He's the instructor. He is the one that will give you the way. Amen. And bring you to the truth and give you life that you can make it back to the Father's house. This whole thing is a redemption to bring us back into the Father's house to live. Amen. Under our Heavenly Father. Amen. And so tonight, amen, the Bible speaks of, like I said, I believe it's in Psalms 16 and 11. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalms 16 and 11, it says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." You know, the Lord God will show you the path of life. And when he comes, amen, in the presence, amen, there's the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. And at our right hand, at the right hand of the Lord, there are pleasures evermore. You know, we've been destined, amen, to receive the pleasures of the Heavenly Father tonight. It's in the hand of life. Hallelujah. So we praise the Lord that he will show us the path of life. Not only will he show us the path of life, he is the path of life. The Bible says in Psalms 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So the word of God lights, amen, is a lamp and light to the way that we walk. Hallelujah. So today, amen, we need to know, amen, and hallelujah, that this path of life, and amen, I feel, you know, I was going back to look, but I feel the Spirit is dwelling with me about this burden. Those of you that are burned down, before we go any farther, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 18 and verse 18, it says, "Greater has said to you that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The psalmist said that in his presence is the fullness of joy. So we have that promise tonight. The writer, Jesus, said that where two or three are gathered in my name. Now, I know tonight that there's already more than two or three that are gathered in the name of Jesus. So we have the promise and the truth tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ here is in our midst. Amen. If he's in our midst, amen, we have the fullness of joy. So tonight we have the path of life being shown to us. Amen. We have, and as the Bible says, "It's two touching one thing on earth and agreeing together, it shall be done." So we have, amen, that as tonight, no matter where, brother, you're up there in Massillon, Tennessee, I'm down here in Thomaston, there'll be other callers calling in, I'm sure, amen, and they'll be calling in from different cities, and you are listening tonight, and you know what, whatever you have need of tonight, we already have a promise that the Lord is here. I know that me and my wife is just sick tonight. Just be praying for her. She's in the other room. She's listening to the broadcast. Amen. And we need to know tonight, amen, that, and I know Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty, amen, they're up there, and Brother Timothy is up there. So we have more than two or three gathered in the name. So we have a promise tonight that he's in the midst. And so we have the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, "I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom, having the revelation of Christ, and that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So we have that promise tonight. When we go to prayer, amen, or you have a burden tonight, that we're going to touch this one thing on earth and agree. Amen. When we begin to agree, amen, it shall be done according to the Word of God. There's a truth tonight. So whatever you have need of, God is able to meet that need. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above which we ask or think. But the Bible says, going back to Luke chapter 24, Amen. So we've established some truths. You know, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So the truths that have been established so far is there's more than two or three gathered in his name. That tells us he's in our midst. Tonight, when we touch his name in agreement, amen, in the prayer of agreement, it shall be done. It's not maybe be done or might be done. The Bible says it shall be done. So we have the fullness of joy, amen, because God's presence is here. We have the path of life. Those of you that are sinning with the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I said to my son, sit he here till I make your enemies underneath your foot. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is here. He's with us. He's present. We are there where he is at. Amen. He is the way back to the Father. He is the life. He is the truth. There's so many blessings being poured out in our presence here tonight. And so the Bible speaks of here, amen, amen, that as going back to Luke chapter 24, that the words of the women who had went to the tomb and the Lord Jesus Christ not being there were his idle words. In other words, or idle tales, amen, it says in 24 and 11. And then in 24 and 13, it says, and behold, two of the disciples, amen, not the disciples of the original 12, but two of them went and the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 3 furlongs. So the same day that he had been resurrected, this was the third day, in fact, amen, that so many times, amen, we forget the third day. We forget the resurrecting power. And the Bible says, and they talked together of all those things which had happened. Amen. They talked about the crucifixion. They talked about him being buried. They talked about, amen, and all these things. And the Bible says, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So while they were reasoning together, amen. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, I believe it's verse 18, come and let us reason together. Though our sins shall be as red as crimson, they shall be as white as snow. Amen. There was a reasoning together. So these two believers, amen, begin to commune together, begin to talk to one another, begin to reason of what had happened in the past few days. Amen. They had heard, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that was no longer in the tomb. They went to see, and the body of Christ was gone. And the Bible says, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. So when Jesus joined himself to them, amen, they did not know who it was. You know, many times, amen, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they didn't know who Jesus was. Mary was at the tomb, and she was distraught, amen. She wanted to know where the body of the Lord was. She said, where have you laid him? Amen. And amen. Even the Lord had come behind her. Amen. And she had said she had thought he was the gardener. Amen. And she was ready to carry the body of Christ by herself. She was ready to just take it off. She just wanted to know where he was laid. Tonight, let me ask you something tonight. Where have you laid the resurrected Christ of your life? Where have you laid? Man. Where have you laid resurrected Lord and Savior that's of your life? You need to know he's not in the tomb. You need to know he's not on the cross. That's a finished work. You need to know that he's not in death. But, amen, you need to know tonight that he is a resurrected Savior. He is Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that he's your Lord and Savior. Amen. Because when you get on the right road and on the right path, you are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ as these believers were. Even though they didn't know who it was, even though they didn't know that he'd been resurrected. And the Bible says, you know, it teaches us, amen, that in Ecclesiastes 4:9, the Bible says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Here these two believers, amen, where we're coming, and he said, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, verse 10, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Amen. Church, tonight we need to, amen, come to a fellowship with believers. We need to come. Those of you that don't have a church, you need to find a church, a Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church that is preaching the Lord Jesus Christ in his word. And the Bible says in verse 11 of Ecclesiastes, again, if two lie together, they can have heap. How can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So there's an interbinding, there's an intertwining, amen, as believers come together. The Lord Jesus Christ is that strong cord, amen, his cord that comes in the midst, that binds us together, that holds us together. Amen. And here these men, they had on the way home, amen, they had been there at the feast, and now the Lord Jesus Christ, on the third day he had gone, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk in or sad? Now tonight, church, amen, that's a strange conversation to someone who is supposed to be celebrating the risen Savior. Tonight, if you're a believer, why are you communicating? Why is your communication with sad? And why is you a sad countenance? Because tonight you serve a risen Savior. You serve a Savior, amen, that is walking on the path of life, that will show you the path of life, just like I spoke to you out of Psalm 16:11. And so he shows you, amen, how to walk. He shows you, he gives you his lamp, he gives you his light, he gives you of his wisdom, he gives you of everything that he has. So here we are walking, and amen, as they come, but they were sad in their communication. You know, the Bible tells us, I believe it's in Isaiah 35, verse 8, it says, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. It shall be for those that are walking in holiness. It shall be for those who are walking in a highway. This is a spiritual highway that only the believers can walk in by the Spirit. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I believe that's Romans 8:14. The Bible teaches in John chapter 1 that as many as believe in the name, amen, gave you the power to become the sons of God. So as children of God, as sons and daughters of the living God, amen, there's a highway that we walk on by the Spirit. It is a way, just as it's talking about, amen, in John chapter 14, verse 6, amen, it's a way of holiness. It's a way that nothing unclean shall pass over, and it should be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. In other words, this is a spiritual highway that, amen, a fool will not enter in. Amen. Those that proclaim that there is no God, amen. And so here are these believers, amen, they went almost all the way. And just why are we going all the way? But we're coming, falling short of the glory of God. Not only in, amen, in our sin, but falling short of the glory of God, because Jesus Christ is fully the glory of God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ was the incarnate glory of God the Father, and amen, but we come up short even when we're walking with him, even when he's in our life, even where, amen, we don't know who he is. But hallelujah, but when Jesus called Mary by name, amen, he said, my sheep know my voice, and I call them, and they know, amen, and they stranger, they will not follow. But when he called her by name, he called her Mary, she said, Rabboni, which means master teacher, or rabbi, amen. Hallelujah. So when she knew who it was, when he called her by name, she understood the voice of the shepherd. She understood being a sheep of the living God. And tonight, amen, the Bible says, no lion shall be there, or any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. This is the way of holiness, and no lion is there. The only lion that might be there, well, not might be there, will be there, is the Lion of Judah, which is Jesus Christ. No ravenous beast shall go up. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Church, if you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb tonight, amen, then the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. According to the Word of God, you've got a right road to walk on. That road is Jesus Christ. That road is a path. That road is a path of life. That way, amen, is a way of holiness. Amen. It's a path. It's the right road. And Jesus Christ is on that road. But church, the saddest thing we can do tonight is not know that the Lord is walking with us. Amen. And the Bible says, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. So when you're walking on this spiritual road, this highway, with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that as you are ransomed and redeemed, Amen. But tonight, if you haven't been redeemed, if you haven't been ransomed, the Bible says that man's life are ransomed by his riches. Amen. And God, amen, God the Father ransomed us and redeemed us with the blood of his Son. Amen. And we've been redeemed by the incorruptible blood of the Lamb. And the Bible says that if we've been redeemed, tonight, if you've been redeemed by the blood, then you are declared. If you've been redeemed out of the blood, you're walking on that way of holiness. You're walking on the right path. You're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're walking in agreement. And the Bible says, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. When you're walking in this way of holiness, when you're walking in Christ, the Bible says, according to the prophet Isaiah, that you have everlasting joy upon your head. Amen. But you need believers. Amen. We're sad in communication. Tonight, church, amen, sorrow and sighing shall flee. The Bible says, there shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. You ever seen a believer walk in and all they continue to do is just sigh, just, you know? No one wants to come to that type of belief. No one wants to join, amen, this church of doubters and powders, amen. Amen. But if you want to join a church, you want to join the church that's full of shouters, amen. Shout for the Lord, amen. For the joy of the Lord, amen, is our strength, amen. But you know what? No one wants to join the first church of the powders and the doubters, amen. But hallelujah, the Bible says that they were saying to me, but according to the prophet Isaiah, he said, they shall obtain joy, everlasting joy. God's presence is the fullness of joy. So every time Christ is in your life, you should have the fullness of joy. You can't get any more than that. Your joy should be overflowing. He's showing you the path of life. These are truths. God's word is removing everything out that you are working in communication and set. He's removing your burdens. You should. There's not one person that needs the sound of my voice, amen, that should be burdened out more than have the burden of the Lord Jesus Christ. The body of Christ is carrying your burden. The body of Christ. You shouldn't be burned down where you cannot be straightened up, just like the woman, amen, that was bent over and been bound by Satan for 18 years. And she come to the church, amen, she come to the synagogue every Sabbath, but because it was Sabbath, that was the worst. So they couldn't even pray for her. They couldn't do anything here. So for 18 years, she came into the synagogue, bent over. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ happened, amen, to be there at the same time. Happened to know, amen, he's the Lord of the Sabbath. Thank God for that. And amen, being a daughter of Abraham, he reached out and healed her, amen. She walked up, she was the daughter of Abraham, amen. She had every right to be healed. Church tonight, you have every right to be healed. You have every right to be made whole by the, hallelujah, by his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you were healed. It's a finished work. And we need to enter into this finished work. But the Bible says, going back to 24:18, and one of them whose name was Cleophas answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And has not known the things which have come to pass in these days? Are you a stranger? You know, the Bible speaks of believers in John 19:25. Talks about the wife of Cleophas was at the foot of the cross. So the last time they seen him, the last time the Lord Jesus Christ, they saw him, the last time they seen him hanging on a cross. They see a crown of thorns on his head. They seen him pierced in his side. They seen him giving up his life. They seen him, his vision so far, his appearance, his physical appearance. They knew that he was scourged. He was smitten, stricken of men, beaten, whipped 39 stripes upon his back. Everything. That's the last time they seen him. Now he's appeared, but they can't see him. Now he's walking with them, you can't see him. You know why some of you are sad in communication? Because Jesus is walking with you and you haven't seen him. He's appeared unto you, but your eyes are blinded. The Bible says that this gospel is hid to them that are lost, for they are blinded by the God of this world. Tonight, church, amen, we need to know. We need to have our eyes open, just as Brother Lloyd spoke about, or Brother Green, one of the two, I think it was Brother Green last night, that spoke about that the prophet prayed to the man because they were surrounded by the Syrian army, and amen, and hallelujah, he said, open his eyes that he may see. When he opened up his eyes, when God opened his eyes, he saw that the hills were filled with the chariots of fire. And the Bible says that he said in verse 19, and he said to them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, don't you know the thing concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people? And how the chief priests and all rulers delivered him to be condemned to him to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What did Job say? He said, my Redeemer liveth. Church tonight, does your Redeemer liveth? Or is the guy that you serve, he's not in a tomb, he's not on a cross. He's high and lifted up. He's high and lifted up. He wants to lift up your head tonight. Because if that's not the God you serve, then let me tell you something, you're on the wrong road. You're on the road to destruction. Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, enter ye at the straight gate. For narrow is the path, and few be there that find it, but broad is the path to destruction. You know, the Bible says, I believe it's in Numbers chapter 22, it talks about Balaam and Balak and how he had come. They brought this out the other night, how that Balak wanted Balaam to come and, amen, and just curse the children of Israel. Amen, and when he come, amen, and men even come to his house, and he said, God told him not to go with him, but they come in, and he said, well, I'll just spend the night. Church, you can't draw the world too close to you and want to find out what they're doing. God had already spoken to him and told him not to go with him, but he said, well, you know what, just let him in. You know, the Bible says that if you don't have this doctrine of Christ, don't put him in God's feet. Don't let him in your house. Church, you don't need to let the world in your home. You don't need the world, amen, and worldly doctrines and worldly functions and occultic beliefs, amen, entering into your house. Amen? You don't need to open the door to these things, amen? Hallelujah, because you know what? They're squatters. They're going to come in. They're going to sit right down. Those seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil are going to come in. They're going to sit down. But you need to know tonight, you can't sit at the table of devils and the table of the Lord. You can't drink the cup of the devil and the cup of the Lord at the same time.
Amen.
You can't have that relationship. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to sit at the Lord's table. And the Bible says that we trust that, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. The angels said he was alive. The angels are ministering spirits. That's what we minister on the earth. The Bible says, are they not all ministering spirits? Amen. To minister to the heirs of salvation. That's what it says in Psalms 104. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. It says he'll make his ministers a flame of fire, and all his angels are ministering spirit to minister. So they were there to minister unto those women, amen, who had been delivered by the power of God. Too much is given, much is required. Mary Magdalene was delivered of all these devils. She loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because she had been delivered. She had been redeemed. She wanted to know where her Savior was. She knew he was her Lord. Amen? And the Bible says, so they had found his body, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found even as so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. So here they are. They can't find the body of Christ. They can't see the body of Christ. They don't know where it's at. He was crucified, and all these things happened. We believed him to be our Savior. We believed him to restore the kingdom for us. We believed him, but he was crucified 3 days ago, and now we can't find his body anywhere. Then he said to them, O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not to Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? That was the time of entering. That opened the door for God's glory. What did he say? He said, the Son of Man, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men into me. His flesh was to be put on that cross, crucified on that cross, and he would be raised a glorified body. Hallelujah. Church tonight, we have to crucify the flesh daily to have that glorified spirit, amen, living down on the inside of us. And the Bible says in the beginning, verse 27, at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You know, the Bible says that all scripture is given for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, amen, that a man of God may be thoroughly furnished. Church tonight, if you don't have the whole word of God, you have a house that's not completely furnished. But if, tonight, if you'll take on the whole word of God, take on the whole armor of God, amen, I believe that's in 2 Timothy 6, verse 16 and 17. that God by his word will thoroughly furnish the house, proving unto good works. And the Bible says, and they drew nigh to the village, whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further with Christ, amen, though not knowing who he was, still yet. Still yet, they were drawing nigh to the village. Church tonight, are you drawing nigh to your destination? And Christ is walking with you? What are you going to do when you think, don't even know it's Christ? And as Christ, as he began to suffer, the thing he spoke to them, he said, oh, fools and slow of heart, that you didn't believe the prophets, that you didn't believe Moses, that you didn't believe everything that was spoken about the Lord Jesus Christ, everything. Oh, they believed in the suffering, they'd seen it. They believed in the crucifixion, they'd seen it. They believed in the whipping, they saw the scourging. They believed in the crown of thorns, they saw it. But you know what? Amen. When Jesus Christ appeared in them, it's not like Thomas, doubting Thomas. He said, except I see his hands and touch my hand in his side, I will not believe. Thomas, for some reason, amen, Jesus appeared unto the rest of them besides Thomas, amen, the 11 that was left. We all know, those of you that know scriptures, know that Judas Iscariot had hung himself, and amen, so those 11 apostles left, amen, and they would cast lots to, take over his apostleship. But Thomas said, well, except I see. Tonight, church, amen, as he appeared to them in the closed room. This was the foundation of the church. But the Bible says they sat in hardness of heart and unbelief when he appeared unto them the second time. And the Bible says this. Hallelujah. He said, Thomas, behold my hands. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Thomas, amen, just got spoken to in John chapter 14. And the way, I'm going to my Father's house to prepare a place for you, okay? Right after that, Thomas, where are you going, Lord? Now, those of you tonight, don't let the fires of the air steal the word of God tonight. Don't let the fires of the air, don't let Satan steal this word from you tonight. Prepare your heart to have good ground so that he can bring forth from this message tonight 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Because here's the thing tonight, church. You can be like these believers. Your eyes can be closed to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be walking in men in agreement. You can be walking in that path today on the same road that Jesus is and do not know that he's with you. You're going close to your destination. And just like Brother Hewitt said last night, this is the final night of this scheduled revival. But revival doesn't end here. Revival doesn't stop here. You need to know that you're going to go a little farther, just as Jesus, amen, prayed that he would have went a little bit farther. When you come to a stopping point at 8 o'clock tonight, amen, this scheduled revival will stop, but the revival itself will not stop, because the Lord Jesus Christ will go a little farther. When you come to your destination, when you've arrived, amen, where you've come to, Jesus Christ will go a little farther tonight, and God is going to take this revival and this road to revival a little farther tonight. And the Bible says, amen, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. You know, the Bible says that our salvation is nearer than we believed. Amen, and the day is far spent. Amen, the sun was going down. Amen, it was time for the evening meal, the coming even together. And the Bible says, verse 30, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. Christ, amen. He fed the 5,000. He fed the 4,000. And then he fed the two believers to Emmaus. Church tonight, he'll feed you. Amen. Because tonight, you're just sitting at this meat. If you just commune with this meal, God has communion tonight. And the drink was his blood. God has communion tonight. And the bread is his body. God has communion tonight. And he's going to sit with you and take bread. And he's going to bless it. And when you eat this bread of life, your eyes will be open, just as those were in verse 31. And their eyes were open, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. They saw him in another form. But as soon as their eyes were open, he was gone. church tonight, don't wait for that last minute eye-opening experience. You know that Jesus is here, and as soon as you see him, he's gone. Tonight, as there's revival, get on that same path. And the Bible says that they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, by the road, and while he opened to us the scriptures. The Lord Jesus Christ, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, come. And you know what happened? They rose up that same hour, even though it was nighttime, and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 gathered together with them in verse 33, saying, the Lord is risen, indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, on that road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Church tonight, you got to break bread with Jesus to know him. You got to break bread with Jesus to have your eyes open. You got to break bread with Jesus to see him. Amen. Hallelujah. And just like I said, he told Thomas, he said, blessed art thou. Amen. He said, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. He said, handle me and see. He told later on in that same chapter, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. They thought it was a spirit, and they were troubled in their heart. But even though he had told them, let not your heart be troubled, they thought it was a spirit, but it wasn't a spirit. All it was a spirit, all it is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Incarnate. Hallelujah. Tonight, he's here with you. Tonight, he's here with you to walk with you. Tonight, he's here to break bread with you. Tonight, he's here to give you. You know, the Bible says, and I'm going to give it back over to Brother Ewell, but the Bible says in Acts chapter 9 that Saul, amen, studied the Word of God under Gamaliel. He was a Pharisee, and the son of a Pharisee, amen, had a zeal, amen. And the Bible says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest, desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, in other words, that were on this road, what road? A highway of holiness. That's what they called the believers, those that were in the way. Those that were in the way, because Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way. They were on the road together with Jesus. And anyone on the road with Jesus, I'm going to persecute him. Said, whether they were men or women, he might bring them down into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard to kick for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling in his stomach, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and shall be told thee what thou must do. Church tonight, if you don't know the Lord, he'll appear to you. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. You know how, knowing, just like that, on this broadcast tonight, I don't know if Brother and Sister Green's on yet, but you know what? Me and Brother Gilwood have known each other for about 3 or 4 years now. I've seen him and Sister Betty and Brother Tim one time. We've got to see each other one time in all the years we've known each other. I've never seen the face of Brother Green or Sister Green or Sister Rachel or Sister Gladys or some of the others in there. I've never seen them, but I know them by their voice. If they were standing in front of me, some of them, hey man, I couldn't tell you who they are. I've never seen them. I've known Brother and Sister Green for about 3 or 4 years too, but I've never yet to see them. But yet, over 150 probably some all together, we've preached with them about 150 some times because we've had about 150 broadcasts on both broadcasts. Amen. Bible said, know them that labor among you. I know them by the Spirit. I know them by the voice. When they come in, I have seen them. But you know what? Tonight, amen, you might not have seen him, but let your eyes be open to him. As you break the bread of life, that's how you begin to know him.
Amen.
That's how you know the body of Christ. And that's how we know each other, because you know what? We have sit down. Amen. Like I said, we've not seen each other. Some of us, we've not seen each other face to face. But we sit down at the Lord's table. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're sitting at the Father's table. And because we sit down and broke bread with him, we know each other. Tonight, do you know him? Are you on the right road? Don't be on the wrong road to Damascus, but be on the right road. let your eyes be open and come unto the way, that way of holiness that you can obtain. Sorrow and sighing will flee away, and you obtain eternal joy. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. I just thinking you've not seen us but one time, but we've
That's
seen
right.
you a lot of times, because we can turn on the service that you had that we had in our short church and see you up there helping us pray for people. So we'll know you if we meet you on the street, if you change spot. So praise God.
Praise
Lord. We got a call in here. Let's get them in here and see who they are. Then we'll get Tim to sing a song and read these prayer requests off. Then we'll get them to obey the Lord. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. It's Brother and Sister Green from Springboro, Ohio.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate you calling in there. I'm going to let Betty read these prayer requests, and don't you have some prayer requests that you can read there from the ones probably come in today and ones that come in last night after we went off the air?
I do, yes.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and read yours first there then.
Okay. Brother Tim Hall says still pray for him and his wife, Sister Frida. Also, Danielle Rogers, she has a great testimony. She turned in a prayer request about 51 minutes ago. A little boy was lost named Jamie, and since then he has been found safe. So we got a praise report, so thank God for that.
Amen.
Jeremy
praise
Collins says remember his grandma. Becky Fritz says remember her best friend's son. He's wanting to go to church. Pray that the devil doesn't hinder him and that he and his children can get into church. Bonnie Zorn says, please pray for her ex-sister, Tracy. She had a tumor removed from her brain, and she's not doing well. Also, for her friends, Mama and Nanny Lees, they found cancer in her liver and colon, and hospice has been called in. They know God is a miracle-working God, so remember her children and her grandchildren also. April Fox says, please continue to pray for her. Kim Hargrove Adams said, please pray for her knee. Supposed to go back to see a specialist tomorrow. And praise God. So those were all from today, Brother Yearwood. And then there was a, I'm refreshing my screen to find last night's real quick.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. If, praise the Lord. If maybe Sister Betty would want to read hers while I try to find it, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's remember Sister Debbie Samples tonight. She's sick. And Sister Debbie, we want you to know that we're praying for you and that we love you. And Sister Debbie Eggenburn, Berg, needs a miracle. She's had a hysterectomy because of cancer, and they took out a tumor, a tumorous cancer as big as a four-month-old unborn baby, and she's got stage 4 lymph cancer and lung cancer. And David Keller, Keith Green, Fred Brannon, and Gary, Sister Gladys's uncle, all has cancer, so let's remember them. They need a miracle from God. And Martha Garcia, that had her surgery, she's still in pain, so remember her. Brother Eddie Bolton needs a miracle in his back. He's been having a lot of pain in his back. And Martha and Roy Sexton, they need healing in their bodies. Let's remember Brother John's grandson that has 2 types of cancer, and the grandson that has a disease. Brother John, could you come in and tell us what kind of disease your grandson has?
It's one of those big long names. It's a blood disorder, but there's just a few thousand people worldwide that have it, but there's 12 people that has his strain. strain, and there's only 12 people in the whole world that has that certain particular strain of this blood disorder, and it just affects his whole body and his legs and arms, and he has that, and just like you said, my other grandson is 17 years old, he'll be 18 in August, and he has two types of cancer. The thing that concerns me, is, and I want you to know this, and I want people out there, and just like I was telling Brother Yearwood, Brother Green and myself, and I was telling Brother Yearwood today, that, I've had a cough since about middle of December. I know, like Sister Betty, she got tripped up in a situation, and she's been healed of cancer and things. My wife's had a lot of physical things and physical disability. She got this flu tonight. She actually went into a home to minister where there was two people that had the flu. She knew they had the flu, but there was no one else to go in there and take care of these people. And she went in and take care of the people, and now she got the flu. And so a couple things I wanted to declare tonight, man, that you need to know that in this war, in this warfare, and I'm reminded of, Sister Gladys and Brother Eddie, and some of the others that were here on these broadcasts when we first started them, the one almost 3 years ago and the one, a little over a year ago, that, there was a lot of, we are soldiers of the Lord. We are soldiers in the Lord's army. And when you're on the battlefield for the Lord and you're on the first lines, don't think that it's not going to touch your life. Don't think it's not going to touch your family's life. It will. Don't think that you can't not be touched. Amen. Now, there is a divine protection. I know that. Amen. It talks about the prayer by night and the arrow that flies by day. And I know we have divine protection. I've seen over and over again how many times God has delivered me and my family. But these unusual sicknesses and diseases have come. We are soldiers of the Lord. We've endured the hardness of a good soldier of the Lord. There is consequences, amen. Just like Brother Eddie there, he's sitting there with his back, and he got this from, he went down to evangelistic thing and came in Madisonville, Tennessee, and on the way back at the end of his journey, amen, he's been laid up ever since. There are casualties of this war, but amen, the captain of our salvation, and I want you to know tonight, well, some of you would say in your mind, well, you are ministers of the Lord. Yes, we are, and amen, and we are flesh, and we are touched, and do we have infirmities? We sure do, amen, and we'll have them because we're all on the battlefield. They will come. So please, tonight, two things I want to say. Don't be so pious and righteous and holy tonight and think that it doesn't touch the ministers of God, because it will. We're on the front lines. We are even Jesus suffered friendly fire. So, some of these things that, we might have got, amen, from friendly fire, amen, and coming in there. So don't think that, amen, that when you're on the front lines there, years after years after years that we've been, that we're not going to suffer affliction or we're not going to be sick. Amen. There's thorns in the flesh. Amen. It might be very, 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 just like the Apostle Paul, that the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet us, to give us a thorn in our flesh, that we might not be exalted above measure. Because I know for a fact that these are men and women of God, and they have had an abundance of revelation, and they have been exalted, and they have been in the presence of the Lord. So I know for a fact that even though we might have distresses and might have afflictions tonight, and even though my family might have many things, or I just include myself because I know I'm speaking for the rest of them too. That amen. That it's not because amen of this or that, or because of sin, like the blind man, amen, who was born blind from birth, and the disciples come by and wanted to know who did sin, him or his parents. Or it's not because of just like the Galileans, amen, that were in the tower, amen, and their blood was mingled in the Pilate's amen sacrifice. Or it's not like the ones that were in the tower alone and the 18 fell. The Bible says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. So you need to know that those infirmities and afflictions and distresses and troubles and everything come against you. It sure does. But you know what? The power of Christ may rest upon me. So right now, even though I've got a cough, you know what? The power of God is resting upon me. My wife is there in the other room, amen, with the flu. But you know what? The power of Christ is resting upon her. That we rather glory in our distresses, in our affliction, in the cancer, in the blindness, in the sickness, that the power of Christ. What did he say? That his grace is sufficient. So you know what? We have an abundance of grace tonight in my home. We have an abundance of his glory. Amen. No matter what coming against. And you know what? We're going to preach until we can't preach no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Until the Lord takes us home or whatever. So I thank God for what you're doing. We've got some fallen comrades. We've got some fallen soldiers. They're doing the hardness of a good soldier. But guess what? I'm giving notes to the enemy. Rejoice not against me, Lord, amen. Though I fall, yet shall I arise. You have to know something, amen. Out of this revival, a greater resurrection shall come. Out of this revival, a greater army shall rise up. Out of this revival, as we prophesy to the dry bones, there's going to be, this might have begun as a valley of dry bones, but this revival, amen, God's revival, will bring forth an exceedingly great army of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Rising up. Amen. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. God will make our head as Adam and Flint. He'll make our hind feet. Amen. When we walk upon the mountains and the hills, we'll not fall back. We'll not be moved because the Lord is at our right hand tonight. That's
amen.
All I have to say.
Praise the
Lord. Thank you, Brother Roban. God. Remember the Kevin Miller family and his mother, Pat, that has cancer. She needs a miracle also. And pray for the release of Pastor Saeed that's in an Iranian prison for being a Christian, and he won't deny the Lord, so they won't let him out. Remember him and his family, and remember Brother Yearwood tomorrow as he goes for that stress test.
Amen.
And remember Sister Gladys Dittmer that comes on the blog talk with us. She's on vacation this week, so remember her for traveling mercies. And let's remember Sister Frieda tonight and all her needs. And Brother Paul Fritt, he's a pastor down here. He had stents put in, so let's remember him. And let's remember our kids that need salvation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, let me get this other call in right here, Sister Green, and we'll get you to tell your prayer request there. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother Petty, Brother Edward, over Sweetwater. Just listening in and just called in and heard all those requests. And my God's able to do him. He can heal, save, touch, uplift. He can raise Lazarus from the dead. He can heal cancer. So with it, Brother Wither, and Papa said, if you believe, well, you shall receive. And we're just going to believe that God's going to move, save our lost loved ones, heal the sick, touch the ones that's a little lax in their worship and the Lord. And there's a lot of them out there. I just need to pray that they'll have a desire to draw closer because we're in the end times and we better be ready. And if you're ready, you go. If you're not ready, you're not going. So that won't wait on anybody. When God calls, we got to go. We're either going to him or hell. And I made up my mind 51 years ago, I'm going to him. And all
amen.
The hypocrites, the devils, and all of his angels ain't going to keep me out. So just keep up the good work, and we believe with you, brother, and let somebody else have it now. We'll talk at you later. Thank you, brother.
Okay, appreciate you, Brother Bobby. Glad you called in there. So we've had a great revival here this week. 513, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. 513. 513, come back and tell us who you are and where you're at. Okay, well, they've hung up. Sister Green, go ahead and tell us your prayer request there.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. That 513 is kind of our area. So, Judy Williams, she says, pray for her 2-year-old grandson. He's been running high fever. It comes and it goes, and doctors don't know why. Also, Brother John and Sister Janine Ward says, pray for their daughter, Rebecca, last year, tomorrow, which is today because this was yesterday's request, was in a fate, her fiancé, she was going to marry him, and he was in a fatal car accident, and that was a year ago today. So he was hit by a drunk driver, and she is in much need for prayer. Also, Sarah Littrell says, special request. And Lori Ruth, she says she's been having some issues at work. She loves her job. Just remember her in prayer. Also, Michelle Wright, pray for her niece. She is 7 months with child in the hospital. The baby's trying to come too soon, so pray for her. Anne Hingenbotham says pray for her pastor, Sonny. He's not well. And comfort his family and the congregation and those who love him. Sister Bonnie Burke says, remember her family. Pastor Herschel Collins says, pray for America. And we all know that America could be going to war. We don't know for sure from what we understand. We don't have television, so we don't know what's going on. Sister Joanne Gillum says, help her pray for her unsaved loved ones. And that's all I've got, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll let Tim sing a song, then we'll get you installed by the Lord there.
All right, brother.
Praise the Lord. I tell you what, this revival has really been a good one. And I kind of, in my own self, hate to see it end, but I feel like that it should just, I guess, tonight to be closed out, but we're looking forward for the time that you and Brother Green open up your revival there in the spring, Sister Green.
Amen. We've talked about that today, and that's definitely a must. We'll do that, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Tim sings. He gets done. Why, you just go ahead and obey the Lord up there.
Are you standing in the middle of a crossroads, wondering which way you need to go? The road behind will lead you back to nowhere, and the others point to places you don't know. You can see the many keep on moving forward, and others choose the road with those who've left the way. Let me tell you about a road that is less traveled. It's a road that I am traveling on today. I'm walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus as I travel along, He'll take you by the cross and under the blood, save my soul, forgot who I was. Over high mountains to the valley low, He comforts me and lets me know. As long as I'm with Him, I'm walking on the right road. Everyone must look at the crossroads, forget about the road of past mistakes. The cross will point you in the right direction. And in its saddle you will find his saving grace. Start walking on the right road, you won't be alone. Walking with Jesus as you travel along, he'll take you by the cross and under the blood, give you new direction through the cleansing flood. Over high mountains to the valley low, he'll comfort you and let you know, as long as you're with him, you'll be walking on the right road. Walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing his song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. My soul's been anchored in the cleansing flood. Over high mountains to the valley low, he's walking with me wherever I go. As long as we're together, since I know. Walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing his song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. My soul's been in the cleansing flood. Over high mountains to the valley low, he comforts me and lets me know. As long as I'm with him, I'm walking on the right road. Walking on the right road. Walking on the right road. Walking on the right road.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song, our Walking on the Right Road. So, Sister Green, you or Brother Green, just go ahead, and if Rachel has anything she want to do, or just let her go ahead and obey the Lord. Goodness, take your time and obey God.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. We appreciate you and Sister Betty, Pastor John, and Sister Gladys that comes on here with us. And we just, as Sister Frida, we thank the Lord for all the ones ever called in. And we just thank the Lord for the opportunity to begin to speak God's word. And what a privilege, what an honor to be able to speak God's word that it is. And if we live a good, clean life, this will go out and it won't return void. His word will not return void anyway, but it's going to hit its mark. It's going to go where it needs to go. But if we live a good, clean life, it's not going to be a tinkling brass and sounding cymbals. It's going to go forth with the anointing to destroy yokes. Praise God. God's word is powerful, more powerful than a two-edged sword. Praise the Lord. And we've got Rachel here, our 10-year-old daughter that loves the Lord, and I'm so proud of her. She, on her own, downloaded the Bible, King James, on her tablet, and she's been a reading. She started last night after midnight, Brother Yearwood, and she's already on chapter 9. She might be a little further than that now of Genesis. So I just thank the Lord. And, you know, if there's any better way that someone can learn to read is to pick up your King James Bible and just start to read it. And, they told me a long time ago, I barely passed in high school. I did graduate, but by the skin of my teeth, I graduated from the 12th grade, and I wasn't a good reader. And when I got saved and picked up my Bible and started reading it, and they tested me at the age of 37 to go in for nursing school. And you had to have at least a 10th grade education in English and reading. And when they tested me, they said, and I'm giving God all the glory for this, that I had a college education in reading. It doesn't sound like it sometimes when I'm reading on Blog Talk Radio. My nerves get in the way a little bit, and I might stutter on and stumble on some words, but I give all the glory and the credit to God, and reading my Bible is what helped me to read. And I just thought I'd say that because her being 10 years old to take an interest into reading, and she didn't quit at the first chapter. She's already in the 9th chapter of Genesis, and I praise God for that. And she's going to come to you right now, and she's going to read her scripture.
Matthew 22, verse 9 and 10. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid, to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for her. Brother Timothy was singing that song there. And I was thinking here, if we had a question to ask you tonight, which highway, which road are you on tonight? And if you think about it, are you on a pleasing road to God, the one that's clean, praise the Lord? Are you on that way? Are you on that road tonight? If you're not on that road, you need to get on that road, because that's the only road that's going to take you there. And I tell you, and Jesus is the only way to get to that highway, that road that you need to be on. And Jeremiah chapter 6, it talks about where they were ashamed when they had committed abomination. Nay, it's asking, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. In verse 16, chapter 6 of Jeremiah says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. And you know, that's the way the world is today, Brother Yearwood. They really don't want to hear this sometimes. And you know, the Bible says not to cast our pearls before the swine. And you know, we don't know who will click on and who will click off, and of the internet, of the broadcast, and who might get just a little bit of it, and they might click off and they don't want to hear it. But you know, this is for everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's for the whole world, but they don't want to hear it, Brother Yearwood, sometime. And he told us to find the old path, and when we find it, walk therein. And in Habakkuk, I was thinking about how when Habakkuk chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon, and I can't say these big words, Siganoth, it says, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. God came to man, and the Holy One of Mount Paran, Shaleh. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as a light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was a hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth, and beheld, and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountain were shattered, and the perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Praise the Lord. And it goes on. You can read it there in Habakkuk 3. I could read it all to you, but what I want to get down to, I want to skip down to where Habakkuk said, yet I rejoice in the Lord. All these things, all these terrible things was upon the land, and he trembled, he said, within himself. And it talks about how, yet I rejoiced in the Lord. I will joy in God of my salvation. And I thought about the things that is going on in the land today, how there would be earthquakes in diverse places, and there would be pestilence and all these things, and there would be famine and wars and rumors of wars, and how these things, and how the thing that looks, it's getting looking bad, Brother Yearwood, and how it said in the last days it would be the worst in the days of Noah and in Sodom and Gomorrah, and we're surely there. I heard Kentucky, they're thinking about approving homosexual marriages and how we've never on this land ever seen anything like this before, and how gross darkness has come upon the land, and how the young men and women they're cutting themselves, and how they're piercings all over, and they're just filling themselves up with markings all over their bodies, and tattoos, and are just going haywire, and you know, some of them raised right up in the church and said, seek ye out the old path, and when you find it, walk therein, and many will say,
amen,
they will not walk therein, and you know, and they're casting this aside, and they're throwing it away like it's nothing, and they're in miry clay, and they're like old pigs in the swan in the mud in the mire, and they're wallowing in their filth, and they're like dogs that return to the vomit, and you know, they need to come out of this condition and find the old path and walk therein, and you know, in the 19th verse of chapter 3 of Habakkuk says, and the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me walk upon my high places to the chief singer on the string, my strings, stringed instruments. And I thought about our heart, those reins on our heart, and how, you know, we can rejoice, and he gave us a new song, and how he writes his word on the tables of our heart. And you know, our heart is like a string instrument. And, you know, it just, it's joy to us. It's strength to us. He makes my feet like hind feet, so I can walk into the high places of God. And, you know, and it talks about in Isaiah there, chapter 35, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the warfaring men, thou fools, shall not err therein. Praise God. It's a highway, it's a clean way, and I've said it before how my aunt, one time, she was a-praying, washing her dishes, and she was asking the Lord about this highway, and she was wanting to know what the sea of glass, what it was all about. That was before the throne of God. And the Lord showed her in a vision. She began to spin in the middle of her kitchen with her hands raised up. And as she began to spin, she was caught up in the Spirit, and she was in a vision, Brother Yearwood. And she said that the Lord showed her that the highway is a clean way, which this is Bible, and said that showed her that was above sin, and that the sea of glass that went before the throne of God, it was the same as the highway here on earth, that it was a clean place, and it was a protected place from God. It was a clean and protection, not from God, but it was a protection from the Lord is what I meant, protection from God, from evil, and that God would protect you on this place called the highway of holiness here on this earth. But when we get over yonder and we get up in glory, praise the Lord, we're on the sea of glass before the throne of God. And she said that there was people, and even though they were going, they were always moving in one direction, going forward, and some were turned around backwards, but they were still moving forward even though they were turned around. And they was a clean, all of it was spotless, it was pure. The glass, the sea of glass was so pure that you can see right through it. And it went before the throne of God. And it's a place of protection that you and I can be on. And Psalms 91 talks about being in the most secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty. You know, he will protect you, praise God, if you're in that clean place. You know, once by grace that we're saved by the blood of Jesus, he said it is finished when he stretched out his hands upon this cross. And his part was done. And now our part, when we take up the cross, praise the Lord, and we've asked Jesus and we've repented of our sins, there's a price now that we have to pay. He already paid the price that we can make it, that we can go to heaven. He laid that bridge, that gap there that was that man couldn't be go to heaven until the reconciliation between Jesus and man. Praise God. God came down in the flesh. He's the Word of God, and he become flesh, and he walked amongst the people. And how he, if we receive him, he is that bridge. He is that door. He is that highway. He is that way, praise God, to heaven. And if we receive him and we begin to walk therein, Praise God, we can make it to heaven.
Amen.
I was thinking about in Revelation 10, Brother Yearwood, how in chapter 10, verse 5, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth. This is John the Revelator talking. And I saw the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lift up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be no time no longer. And verse 7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. So he's, you know, I heard many years been saved, and I know that I've heard it years and years, how God speaks to the prophets first. Praise the Lord, and the mysteries of God will be fulfilled, the mystery of God, and how he took John, the Revelator, up. He caught him up in the spirit. Paul, he said he knew a man, and whether in the body or out of the body, he knew not, but he was taken up to the third heaven. And, you know, there's places that we can go in the spirit. If we walk up clean before God, like Brother John was saying, how the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And it's the way that we can see God's way, not our way. That, you know, you say the path was lit up so that I can see my way through. It's not, I can see not my way through, but I can see God's way through. Praise God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about, and I'm almost finished, now ye are the body of Christ, and members and peculiar. And God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles. And, you know, he was making a point there. So he's given, praise God, he's given helps and he's given these offices, the fivefold ministry in the Bible. And, you know, they can't get there on their own. They have to be clean. There's a price to pay to be in these places. And God will, whether you're a lay member and maybe you're not an apostle, maybe you're not a prophet, maybe you're not a teacher or like that, but God will use you just as good, just as much, and take you into the Spirit if you walk clean on that highway, praise God, called holiness. And it's important that we walk therein. Like we said last night, if the righteous scarcely make it, where does the sinner and ungodly appear? Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate to the way to heaven. Praise the Lord. It's a straight and narrow way. We must lay off every weight, every sin that easily beset us. Praise God. We're running a race tonight. Which highway are you on? Which road are you on? Are you on that good road that Brother Timothy just sung about? Praise God. If you're not on there, praise the Lord, you need to get there. And the Bible talks about how that There'd be no unclean thing on that highway. It must be clean. Praise God. You must be clean. You must be pure. Praise God. Offer your body a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Praise the Lord. You are created to serve God. That's your whole reason that you're here, is to be a servant to God. Praise the Lord. And there's judgment coming. Right now it's mixed with mercy. But one day it's not. The door's going to be shut, and it's not going to be mixed with mercy. And there'll be judgment. And the sheep will be divided from the goat. Praise the Lord. God's going to send an angel with a sickle, and he's going to separate the wheat from the tare, and he's going to bind up the ungodly, and he's going to throw them in the lake of fire. He's going to throw them in that place called hell. And then after 1,000 years, he's going to throw them in the lake of fire. But not until you go before the great white throne judgment. You know, once the tree, how the tree falleth, so shall it lay. Once you die, and if you die in your sins, there's no other chance. You're not in a place called purgatory. There's no such thing. That is a false doctrine. Don't you listen to that. There's no other chance. Once God comes back for his bride, there's no other chance. You can't be saved after he comes. Praise God. Once you go to the grave, the judgment has already fell on you. And which road will you take? I hope you choose. Jesus said, I believe it was Joshua said, choose life. Praise God. Hallelujah. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Here's Brother Green.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. I tell you, I'm glad I'm on the right road tonight. And I thank God that he gave us the word. Excuse me. He gave us the word, and we've got to follow that word. I was thinking, I think it's in the 15th chapter of John. The Bible said, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So he was telling the disciples after they was walking with him, and they was being obedient to his word, that they were clean through the word. And I tell you, that's what makes us clean tonight is the word of God. And we're washed by the water of the word. And if we're following Jesus, we're on the right road. Praise God. Having a little trouble tonight, but I know the Lord is on my side. I know he's my keeper, and I know he's my deliverer. And I tell you, it's a good thing to be on God's side. If we get on the other side, we're going to be in trouble. But if we're walking with God, and I was thinking, you know, Enoch walked with God, the Bible said, and he was not, for God took him. So, you know, it pays to walk with God. And I tell you, many are walking contrary tonight. I have picked them up another gospel, praise God, which is really not another gospel, but it is perverted. And there's many going into the highways and hedges tonight that are trying to compel them to come into their way of thinking and trying to come into their particular church or their organization. And I'll tell you what, the organization won't save you, and the church you go to can't save you. But I tell you, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by him. And, you know, Rachel read this in Matthew 22. He said, here go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. You know, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a great supper, a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. I'll tell you what, many are not coming tonight. We go out and we knock on doors, and we preach the gospel, and many hear the gospel, but they do not come. They're kind of like the two men that ran to the tomb, and one looked in, and the other ran on in, but the one looked, and he didn't go in until the other man went in. Praise God, as two of Jesus' disciples, and I think it was John outran Peter, but he stopped. There's no time to stop in this. We've just got to get into it. And we've got to follow God. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it. You know, today there's many that are making light of the gospel, and they'll... you know, you get out on the street corner and you begin to preach, and I'll tell you what you'll find out. You'll find out that there's a lot of people will come by and make light of you, and they'll point at you and they'll laugh at you. But I'll tell you, one of these days they won't be laughing. One of these days they'll be crying. They'll be wishing that they had heed the call and they had turned their life over to God. Praise God. But the Bible said here that they made light of it. and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. You know, he was talking to Jerusalem right there, and he was telling them what was going to happen after that he was gone. He was letting them know that there was going to be somebody come and burn up their city, because he knew already that they had rejected him and they were on the wrong road, praise God. And he was trying to get them on the right road, but I'll tell you, they wouldn't listen to what Jesus had to say. And they killed the apostles after that Christ was already crucified some years later, after that they preached the gospel. And in 70 A.D., the Romans came in and destroyed the temple, and they attacked the city and burnt the city of Jerusalem. I'll tell you what, it don't pay to turn God away. It pays to get on the right road and to stay on that road. And like Joanna said, it's a straight and a narrow way, and we can walk in it if we'll obey God, and if we'll keep our hand in the hand of him that steals the water and the one that is able to meet every need. I'll tell you, he is our deliverer tonight, and he's our way. He's the only way to salvation. There's no other way. You can't climb up and get into the sheepfold some other way, because if you try to get in some other way, you're going to be cast out. Let's go on down. Let's see here. And when the king heard thereof, he was wroth and sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they that were bidden were not worthy. You see, he came to his own, and his own received him not. The Bible said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I'll tell you what, whosoever will can come tonight and get right with God. They can make themselves an altar and find them a place and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord's ear is not heavy that it cannot hear, and his arm is not short that it cannot save. I say Calvary took care of the sin problem. There, I believe, it's the 59th chapter of Isaiah. He said, your sins have separated between you and your God, and he will not hear. But I'm telling you tonight, if you come in repentance, he will hear, because Christ took care of that sin problem that they had. He died on that cross that they could be saved. He went on that cross, and they tried to get him to come down from the cross. They said, if thou be the Son of God, come down and save Amen. Thyself. But he wasn't there to save himself. He didn't need saving. Oh, yeah, his body was going to go to that grave, but it was already prophesied that he was coming out. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, he said, I'll raise it up. And they all looked at probably one another, and they said, well, it took 40 and something years to build this temple. What's he talking about? But he was talking about his body that was going to be placed in the barred tomb, and he wasn't going to need that tomb but 3 days, and he'd be out, praise God. And he did just what he said, and he came back and showed himself alive unto his disciples and let them know that they was on the right road, praise God. And it said, and when the king, in the 11th verse of chapter 22 of Matthew, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on wedding garments. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. I'll tell you what, tonight, just because you're in the church house tonight, doesn't mean that you're living right. It doesn't mean that you've got your heart right with God. And I tell you, when the trump of God sounds, you better have on the wedding garment. You know this man, there was a wedding garment for this man. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how big he was, how small he was that Jesus is talking about here. But he said to bind him, praise God, the king. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. Jesus was talking about the day when he was going to separate the sheep from the goats, and he was going. There was going to be a judgment day at the great white throne, and they was going to go if they was had did not have their names written in that Lamb's Book of Life. They don't have on the wedding garment. But I'll tell you there at this here feast, I'll tell you, the Heavenly Father's got a garment, and it's made and tailored, and it's just for you. And you can't say that he ain't made provision, because he said everything was ready. I go out and bid them to come in and send into the highways and the hedges, compel them. He said to come into my house, praise God. Now I'm compelling you tonight to come in. Get on the Lord's side. Get on the right road, praise God. Don't stay on that broad road that Sister Joanna talked about. But get on this straight and narrow road that leads to life, praise God. And you'll be rejoicing going down that highway of holiness. You'll be praising God, and you'll have joy down in your soul because your sins are washed away. Oh, praise God. You know, I was thinking of Matthew 24. He said, many shall come in my name and say that they're Christ. In verse 5, for many shall come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. Praise God. I'll tell you something. There's many out there, and they're on that broad road to destruction, but they're carrying a Bible in their hands, and they're all suited up. They look like a Christian. They sound like a Christian. They talk about Jesus. But I want to tell you something tonight. I'll tell you what. If it ain't the Jesus of this Bible that we're preaching out of, this King James Version Bible, if it ain't that Jesus that Paul and Peter and James and the apostles all preached, I tell you, it's another Jesus, and it's a false Jesus. I think it's over in 2 Corinthians. Paul talked about it. He said that they would come preaching another Jesus. But I'm glad I know that one that died on the cross. I'm glad I know that one that came out of that tomb. And I'm going to turn it back to Brother Yearwood at this time.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Green. That's wonderful word of God there. You and Sister Joanne done good. So I'm going to let Tim sing another song here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Calling to you. Hear now, hear. calling to you. Jesus is calling to you. Jesus is calling to you. Hear now his voice, make him your choice. Jesus is calling to you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. I've been sitting here just kind of battling something. You know, I don't hardly ever tell this, but I've read the scriptures a lot of times where it says the fearful and adulterers and the drunkards and the whoremongers and all liars is going to have their part in the lake of fire that burneth forever and ever. By knowing that and what I'm about to tell you here tonight, if I'm a lying, then I'll know where I'm going. And you know where I'm going. But this has been several years ago. I was, one night, I was in the bed. It's kind of like Paul was. I couldn't tell you whether that I was in the body. I mean, however you want to say it, in the body or flesh or whatever. But anyway, I had a vision that I was going up to heaven, and I was on this road, and it wasn't no bigger. It was like a steel cable. It wasn't no bigger than my little finger as I was going up. And as I got up there so high, and I looked back down, and I seen people looking up. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if a man fall from up here, I said, he'll kill him. The Lord said, you're already dead. So I went on up into heaven, and I looked around there for a little while, and all I could say is I didn't see nobody but just a beautiful, beautiful place. I can't, only way I can explain that place is be like a brand new mowed golf course. And I looked around there for a little while, and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, let me go back where I come from. And immediately I was back in my body, and I jumped up out of that bed, and I run through a seven-room house, a-hollering, am I alive or am I dead? And I got in after I got into the living room, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I seen an old TV that was sitting there, and I recognized then that I was back in my own body when I seen that TV. I don't know why God let me have that experience. And another experience I had with God, I was just got saved and got with this crowd, and they were trying to tell me that I wasn't baptized right. And they were telling me that that I had to be baptized this way, you know, that I was baptized the wrong way. And I went and I come up here. I was living in Dalton, Georgia at that time, and I come to Madisonville, Tennessee to visit my mother and my daddy and them. And my mother was a type of woman, whenever she swept her house, if it wasn't raining, she swept her yard. She kept that place clean. And this is the truth. God knows it is. And if, like I said a while ago, if it ain't, I'll have to face God for lying. And as I was walking out the road there, and I was praying, and I was talking to God about it, and I looked up just around the curve from my mother's house, and I seen God and I seen Jesus coming. And they were walking, and they wasn't a bouncing up and down, but they were walking just like they were floating. And they both shook hands with me. God never said a word to me. But Jesus took his right hand after we shook hands and motioned up over his head to his left side. And he said to God, he said to me, I know what you're trying to do. He said, you're trying to go over my head, go to him, because I was afraid that the church that I was going to at that time would say that I was deceived because I was praying to the name of Jesus. And so I was a praying to God, and so Jesus told me, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And I said, yes, Lord, I know now that you're the way and you're the only way. And, you know, I praise God for the experience that I've had with God. And another time I had experience with Jesus. I met Jesus one time. I praise God. I was up on this hill, and I thought it was raining, and the water was coming up around my neck. And, you know, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, this is going to be a bad way to die. And the Lord retched and got me and hugged me up, and we went up just like a fish and went back down and went under the water and went up, come up on the other side of the other house over there. And the Lord said, see, that's not bad. And whenever he done that, then all the pain that was in my neck and my back, it just went out, and praise God, went out through my feet. And God set me free from that pain that I was having at that time. And I know, praise God, that God is still looking for people that will believe him. And, you know, I tell you, it's something to have experience like that with God. My friend, tonight, all you've got to do is just believe what you want to about it. But I'm not forcing you to believe a thing. But I'm just telling you what happened, and I'm going to have to stand before God. If I'm lying, I'll have to stand before God and give an account. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God is a wonderful person, and he's reaching out to each and every one out there. He wants you, my friend, to come into the kingdom of God. I don't know why that he laid this up on my heart to tell you that, because I normally I don't tell that. I just I normally just keep my mouth shut. But I felt led and felt impressed of God to tell that tonight. And I tell you what, I want to read just a little bit here by God's help. I see that we've got about 13 minutes left, but praise God. He's still wanting to do something through this revival. I praise God for this revival. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thus saith the Lord, this is Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein.
Praise the Lord. I believe Sister Joanne brought that out just a little bit there a while ago. You know, God is telling people, praise God, to repent, in other words. And the people, they're hearing the word of God, and a lot of them is saying, I will not walk therein, and will not walk in that road. My friend, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to walk in that road if you want to make heaven your home. If you ever want to repent, you need to repent tonight. You need to call upon God tonight and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins and my trespasses. Praise God, if you don't, you'll not walk on this right road. You'll be walking on that wrong road. You be walking on that wide road that leadeth down to destruction, where that there's going to be many find that road, because the word says, praise God, that there's going to be just a few enter in at the straight gate, but there's going to be many winding around, and they're going to be on that wide, broad road that leadeth down to destruction. My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. God don't please. He's not pleased with you going to hell, but he will be pleased with you come to heaven. He's looking for people that will turn their lives over to him and walk in that straight and narrow path. He's looking for people that's got a desire and a hunger to walk on that right road. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Isaiah 40, verse 3 and 4. the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, let's look into that verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. You know, praise God, you know, John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness and he was crying out, repent. And you know, that's all we're doing tonight. That's all that this revival's been about. And that's all that every service that we have is telling people there's a highway of holiness that they need to walk their own. And we're just making God's path straight. We're making a road, my friend, for the Lord to walk therein. And we need to walk therein that road. We need to cry out to him and make sure that everything is right in our lives, that we've got our right, we've got our eyes made up, and our hearts made up, and our eyes fastened on heaven, that we can make it there. I tell you what, I want to go back to that place that I seen. I tell you what, next time when I go there, I don't believe that I'll ever come back, because that was the most beautiful place that I ever seen. I tell you what, just look at a brand new fresh golf course and see how slick and smooth that it is, how beautiful that it is. My friend, that's a beautiful place. God's word tells us that it's never been uttered into a man's heart, neither has a man's eyes ever seen what God has prepared for those that love him. My friend, I'm telling you tonight, God has got a place prepared for us. As Brother John brought out there a while ago, Jesus said that I go and prepare a place for you, and therefore you are, or therefore I'm at, you can come, and that you can be there also. I'm looking forward to that place one day. I praise God to be up there with the Lord and to be in his house and dwell in his presence forever. I praise God. And you can go too, my friend. That's what we're trying our best to do. We're trying, as one preacher said one time, we're just getting the load up. We may not leave out tonight, but praise God, we'll leave out one day after a while. And we want to take everyone with us that will go. Everyone, hallelujah, that will accept Jesus. You can go with us, hallelujah. That's what we're crying out over this land and crying out over this world. Repent. Make your path straight. Get your heart right with God. That one day at your wall, you will hear him say, well done, you've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you rulers over many. My friend, we're going to be rulers one day at your wall. I look for that. I look forward, praise God, for getting in that ship. And I tell you what, when we get in there, we'll go to the other side, hallelujah. Just like he told his disciples, get in the ship. We're going to the other side, and we're going one day after a while. And that's what we're trying to do tonight, is to get a load up. That one day after a while, we'll all go up. Praise God. He said there in one place, he said, praise God, them that are dead in Christ shall rise and be changed in a moment, a twinkle of an eye, forever to be with the Lord. Praise God. That is a warning, and that is facts tonight, my friend. You need to repent if you're not repented, and you need to be ready. And if you're just a lukewarm Christian, you need to get on fire. You need to get stirred up, because he said he would rather that you'd be cold or hot than lukewarm. He said if he's lukewarm, he'd spew us out of his mouth. I tell you what, if we're spewed out, we'll not be on the inside. I want to be on the inside, my friend. That's the reason why that we sit and try to tell people that you must repent, that you've got to serve God if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. We're just trying to do like John and all the others, telling you to prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord, because he's going to come back one day. And when he comes back, we can go with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Psalms
25, 4 and 5.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
Praise God. You know, that's what we need to know. Praise God. God will make our path. He will straighten things out for us if we'll just only live for him, if we'll only call upon his name. I tell you, it is important tonight, my friend, that you call upon the name of Jesus. There's no other name given under heaven that whereby that you must be saved, but only that name. Hallelujah. You need to cry out to the Lord tonight and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins and my trespasses. I know that you know if you're a Christian or not. I know if you know that if you're are going to make heaven your home tonight. My friend, if God was to call tonight, where would you spend eternity? Which road are you walking on? Which path are you taking? I tell you, it's time that we take the path that leads into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Praise the Lord. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Tell you tonight, my friend, this word of God, it's a light, as Brother John mentioned there a while ago. It's a light, praise God, to shine for ye, and the lamp unto the past. Praise God, I tell you, my friend, tonight, you need to cry out to God. I don't know why that I keep feeling that, but you need to cry out to him and call upon his name, while he is near, while he is being able to be heard. My friend, there's going to be a time coming that they're going to cry, and he's going to have a deaf ear turned to you, and it'll be too late then. But you need to cry out to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got one more verse here.
Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Praise God. Did you hear that? Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's something tonight. I praise God for you. I praise God for everyone that contacted us, called in on this revival. I just praise God for it. I tell you, God is really blessed on this revival, and I appreciate it. And we got about 60 seconds left there, so I want to say I thank each and every one of you that called in, had a part of this. And so, Brother John, you want to say something about your church there? Praise God. Brother John? Praise the Lord. Brother and Sister Green.
Yeah,
Brother Yearwood.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. I believe we need to pray over the request, Brother.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about them. Praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we ask, God, that you touch every request. Father, Lord, that you would just move, Father. Lord, that you will save them, God, that is lost. And Father, sanctify them some of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, them that are sick and afflicted. God, we bring them to you, Lord. We ask you, God, that you would touch them and that you will heal them. Lord, that you would take them home, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. And Father, let this revival grow. Let this revival, God, burn in our hearts, Lord, throughout eternity. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, by the Spirit of God, and minister, Lord, bring deliverance, God. Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Okay, good night, everybody. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
God bless. God bless you all.
God bless y'all.
God bless.